Well, as we follow the brutal cold in the Midwest, the ski industry is concerned about a shorter season because of climate change. Ali Budner from member station KRCC in Colorado Springs reports.
On a hot day back in September, I visited Arapahoe Basin ski area, just 80 miles west of Denver.
We got Dad and kiddo over here playing Frisbee. And just
the resort's Mike Nathan is giving me a tour. As we walk, Nathan points to a couple of kids running through a sprinkler.
Guarantee you that's a first for A-Basin. Kids shirtless playing in water in September at almost 11,000 feet.
Oh, and that German music in the background?
We're doing German food and beer and have all this great Oktoberfest-style music. It's kind of our closing summer event.
Nathan says it's been a summer of firsts for this small ski area.
It's the first summer that we've had true, like, events every weekend.
He says they've drawn more people up this summer for hiking, mountain biking, and wildlife viewing. On the day I visited, the gold-leafed aspens were an attraction, in addition to the Biersteins and Strudel, of course. Nathan says this summer expansion was a natural way of growing their business and bolstering their annual income, using infrastructure they already had.
We think we've got such a cool place here that we really want to try to encourage people to use it all year round.
But the move is also related to shrinking winters. A recent report funded by the Environmental Protection Agency said if our current warming trend stays on course, nearly all ski areas in the country will see their winter recreation season shorten by a lot, 50% by 2050 and a whopping 80% by 2090. That's a problem for the ski industry. Tori Udall is with the Boulder-based nonprofit advocacy group Protect Our Winters.
Snow is a currency, and more of it is equaling more money and less of it is equaling less revenue.
According to the Outdoor Industry Association, snow sports contribute nearly $73 billion and nearly 700,000 jobs to the U.S. economy. Earlier this year, Udall's group published its own economic report.
During low snowfall years, we found that the average number of jobs lost across the country is over 17,000 and the average revenue loss is just over $1 billion.
Of course, weather and snow seasons can vary quite a bit. In response to a question on preparing for climate change, a representative from Vail Resorts said they're not too worried. They're having a really good snow year. And that's true. Chris Linsmeyer is with Colorado Ski Country USA, an industry group that represents 23 ski areas in Colorado.
This year, we've had plentiful early season snowfall.
But, he says, it's important to note that over the long term, the mountains have been seeing more frost-free days.
Which has a huge impact on our industry, especially in the early season as resorts are utilizing man-made snow and working to get the resorts open. That's certainly a trend that we've seen.
And it's a trend the ski industry can't ignore.
Climate change is certainly something that our resorts are seeing affecting their business and are taking seriously and trying to come up with solutions to it.
Small resorts like Arapahoe Basin and big ones like Aspen.
We actually debuted our newest summer activity center up on Snowmass this summer. It's called Lost Forest.
That's Christian Knapp with the Aspen Skiing Company.
And we've got several cool activities built into the forest up there for families to enjoy. There's an alpine coaster up there. We've got a giant rock climbing wall. And we've really continued to build out our mountain bike downhill program as well.
But he says Aspen is also focusing on how to make and keep more snow on their slopes for the fall, winter, and spring.
We are investing in more snowmaking, coverage pipelines, holding ponds, more brushing on the mountains so you can open with less snow, all those things. We want to be prepared going forward.
Back at Arapahoe Basin, Mike Nathan says they're preparing that way too. And he says while summer offerings aren't a silver bullet, it will definitely help their bottom line.
We've been very pleasantly surprised with the numbers we're getting. But to compare them to our winter visitation, it's apples and oranges, totally.
Their bread and butter, you could say, is still in the powder. For Here and Now, I'm Ali Budner.
And Ali's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau. So are you feeling the effects of this winter? Share your story, hereandnow.org.